The Word on the Street. This poem was written the day before a London magistrate ruled on the 13th of September 2019 that Assange must remain in prison after his sentence, since he was a repeated absconder, awaiting his extradition hearing to America. Princess Diana woke up glowing in Belmarsh prison, where Gore Vidal was reading his own book with interest, near Julian Assange, who slept in increasing thinness, despair, too tired for free dreams. She knew Vidal was a gossiper like her and was happy to divert him. She sat on the bare prison plastic chair beside him and, with no introducer, remarked, "I've just read in a current newspaper that Dodie's uncle Adnan, the arms millionaire, worked with Epstein and was a Mossad agent. Where that fits in with the Saudi strangling Dodie's cousin there in an embassy in Turkey, I think one can never be sure." Vidal said, "One should never be sure of anything ever, except that if it's in a newspaper, my dear, it will either be from Project Mockingbird or, rarer, some soul trying to straighten out his facts, some writer fearful that God has no memory but words. Is there never gossip in theme park Nirvana that you come to me for more?" He thought, "I had to draw my dear at her, however. I know loveliest, brightest women, Margaret, Jackie, but by her, this gold thin thing like a thin tree in first flower, I am startled and I patronize in awe." She stretched one knee over the other, as double-jointed as Nureyev, remarked, "The chatter you'd probably be most interested in upstairs is about America. Why did they think me obsessed with presidents wherever I happened to be?" He was irritated. "This book about POTUS power is just what was clutched by Julian, my reader." His hand touched Julian's pillow as a protector. "Is the gossip just that Trump was able to fire Bolton because the wife of Adelson, his financier, was having a fight with Mrs. Netanyahu and therefore no need now to confront Iran and to elect the man by war?" She nodded, clasped her ascendant knee in laughter. Uneasy, he put Assange's TV on for her. She asked, "Are you alarmed by what I wear?" He had realized that her dress was black, debonair, but somehow warning. She said, "I was dressed in this by my butler to be buried. I was looking forward to wearing it, he knew, for I hadn't worn it before." "Why do you wear it now and here?" asked Vidal, fearing an answer. She flicked the screen to a singer, "Wish You Were Here" by Roger Waters, in a concert outside the Home Office for Assange. "It's the matter," she murmured, "of the easiness by which one ignores murder. We could chat all night without any reminder, and anyway, it is quite nice to wear." She made it flare out with her hands, actress fashion, then her long fingers patted the sparse blanket on the patient's shoulder. Vidal teased, "You are an experienced visitor, whatever future you may avert by all your small talk here.